You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Sinemocast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, fucking Friday, January the 12th, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 31, and we're in a winter storm warning until 10 p.m. tomorrow evening, and it's been snowing here. I'm going to have to dig my rig out to get across town to go to the store. I've been dreading it, but it's going to have to happen. At any rate, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over to Fox, CNN, and NBC and see what they have to say today. Right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, and over to CNBC, CNN, and Fox and see what they're up to. You know, the alternate mainstream ministry of lies. They think they slipped this fucking shit in, put a different name on it. I'm going through this morning, and every one of these videos I bring up, CNN, Fox. Yeah, you betcha. What they think they can do, they have nothing left to fucking try. They got to go back to the program, and these are all, most of them are old fucking videos. And they're going back to what was working fucking last fucking election cycle, I swear it. And they've taken that down again. Hunter Biden with the little girls. We'll have to put that back up this evening. Don't worry, we'll get it. IDs and money dumped on Mexico side of the wall, getting the story on Joe Biden's border invasion. Joe Biden's, huh? Yeah, he's a fucking dynamo. That's a fact. Well, all right, what the hell? Ben Bergquam, Real America's Voice, RAVTV News. Really? I bet that's INC right behind that too, huh? IDs and money dumped on the Mexican side of the wall, getting the story on Joe Biden's border invasion sometimes takes ingenuity and improvisation. Here we go. Notice the ID at the end. I mean, they're showing that they have a fucking video down here showing a guy reaching through the fence. He's on this side of the fence. One, he's just walked through the places that are cut, just like the other, like they're doing coming the other way. But they have to show him reaching over there and getting the fucking money from every fucking country, pesos and whatever, because they're dumping it because they, well, let's go ahead. Notice the ID at the end, Shuk Mandeep Sai from India, but with an Italian residence permit, meaning he was given residence in Italy before coming to America, which would disqualify him from asylum in America. We got that one. Now what about the other fucking 100 million son of a bitches? They are taught to do this by the NGOs, non-government organizations, huh? They're taught to do this, and I guess they're fucking aiding an invasion, and they need to be taken out and fucking put up against the wall and shot like the fucking dog they are. That profit, not of the invasion, but from the invasion, you ignorant curs. So they dump these IDs before they're there. This is what it says. They come in, you ignorant crew who wrote this. Each story is different, but basically it all goes back to the immigration fraud brought to you by the open border Democrats. This is Fox News, I think we're listening to here. You know, the fucking Trump tards, you re-fucking tards. Like there's any difference in any of them. It's a one-party fucking system. It's always been. And the problem here isn't fucking goddamn politics. It's the lack of enforcement of the law. Democrats who have invited the invasion, and they're the ones. Oh, those Republicans I see coming out there, they're saying that, I mean, those Republicans, those rich one percenters, those rich fucking, well, even multi-millionaire billionaires, they don't want goddamn fucking slave labor. Get that out of here. That's un-American. We're Republicans trying to get you to play the same fucking game you played four fucking years ago. Are you going to do it? Or are you going to go unregister and tell them you're through fucking around and start backing up and enforcing that fucking Bill of Rights, that fucking unalienable, superior, supreme, ratified by the representatives of the people, law of December 15, 1791? What are you going to do? I'm all in my head. Other vote, right, vote. Yeah, you bet, you ignorant son of a bitch. You will hang for your fucking treason, because it is become treason by now. If you know what the fuck is going on, don't pretend you don't. And you fucking are going along with this shit because you think you can get a better fucking deal. Well, I'll tell you what, you're afraid of them motherfuckers. You wait till we get done with your asses. You will fucking hang for treason and sedition. That's what you're guilty of, prima fucking facie, because you fucking know better. And every day we expose ourselves more and more from the threats from without and the threats from within. This is in Lukeville, but wait until you see the stack of IDs we gathered from across the border. Truly insane. And this is, and it has this, like I said, this video. And you can go watch that if you want. And he does, you know, they dump their IDs and they make up, all they got to do is dump their IDs and they make up a fucking name. I mean, like this ID that he's talking about here at the beginning from this guy in India, he just make up a fucking name, come across. You don't need the goddamn money. They're going to hand you fucking $5,500 as soon as you step across the fucking border. But that's how she goes. I'm getting the story. You are some male gumshoes. Let's see which one this is. Millions of Yemenis march today chanting, "We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. Make it a major global war." After the U.S. and U.K. bombed their homeland last night, well, the way they've been treated, I don't blame. But you look at this crowd, if you look at the site. Now, the other day I was talking about, you know, the fucking cops trying to show that they can bring them. Look at all the cops. Fuck, there's three blocks of them on two sides of the fucking road. Set them three fucking them two rows three blocks long in the middle of this fucking crowd and see what they would fucking kill. They would squish them to death inside their fucking cars. I mean, this is how many people need to show up at a place in fucking the United States fully fucking armed and ready to pull the fucking trigger. Then you'd see some fucking results. Then you would see them motherfuckers cringing, because then you could go in and you could take them and you could make your common law fucking juries right there on the fucking spot. Form your common law courts, because the fucking courts have not been provided as law the law requires. And you could fucking have your little fucking goddamn court hearing, and you can hang these son of a bitches right there from the lamppost. Houston man arrested in connection to film gang rape of toddlers in mall bathroom, FBI. And it's, of course, he's got a, this is by Katie Davins Court, Post Millennial. I don't know if they're CNN, CNBC, or which one they are, but I mean, it's, these are the same motherfuckers. This is like turning on the goddamn news back when I, before I turned my television off. Federal authorities have arrested a Houston man on child sex charges after videos surfaced allegedly showing him and six other men sexually assaulting two toddlers in a public restroom. No. This is going to divert my attention away from the fucking genocide. They do this shit every fucking day, and we allow it. Hey, we've already said it's okay to do it. This is common fucking knowledge at this fucking point in the ball game. Arthur Hector Fernandez III. What an interesting name. Is that Irish? 29 was arrested by the FBI on December 18th. And we just lost. I knew we were going to do that. You guys are going to have to be patient with me today. We lost electricity last night for a couple hours. So the fucking broadcaster, it's going to continue to go down all day long. And so that's how long it took me to fix it. So we're good. Arthur Hector Fernandez III, 29, was arrested by the FBI on December 18th in Kenwood after the Australian Center to Counter Child Exploitation discovered videos of the incident that had been published to a private invitation-only forum on the dark web. Fernandez has been charged with sexual exploitation. You raped the kids and you're charged with sexual exploitation. This motherfucker should be put up against the wall and fucking shot. It's very simple. You touch a fucking kid, you should die. Of children, according to the Houston Chronicle. The graphic seven-page complaint submitted by the FBI alleges that in addition to Fernandez, six other men were observed sexually assaulting a child in a series of four videos obtained by the agency. The complaint states that one of the four videos was allegedly recorded in a public restroom at the Houston Galleria, where one of the children was observed lying on a changing table. It states that changing tables, public facilities, and private stalls are available at the Galleria. Fernandez was a former Galleria employee. Authorities have not yet publicly identified the other men involved in the sex crimes because they're all named with Fernandez, or it's going to be they're all foreign motherfuckers. It's all right to come into America and rape our fucking children right in the goddamn mouth. But the people that, I mean, these people that happened to, we'll see. Both victims aged 2 to 3. That's 2 to 3. That's a fucking baby. Who were spotted in the videos were related to women who also worked at the mall. The store that formerly employed Fernandez had previously shut down, according to the complaint. The complaint states that when the women could not afford child care or find a babysitter, they would occasionally bring their children to work with them. Both women considered Fernandez a friend. I'm sure you did, you woke motherfucking whores, and had previously granted him permission to supervise their child while they worked at the mall. What mothers? You should go for Mother of the Year. Fernandez is being held at the Federal Detention Center in Houston until his trial. Andrew Edson, magistrate judge of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. That would be a fucking star chamber fucking court, an unlawful fucking court. But it doesn't matter because we're going to read this shit in. See, this is more of the brainwashing. This is the brainwashing you get along with the fucking bullshit story. We know these fucking freaks are fucking raping children. Hell, they're fucking trafficking 80,000 a fucking year. We know what's going on. We know that pedophilia is the fucking flavor of the fucking day, right? Like we're going to see, they got the big U.S. That's not correct. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. That's the administrative admiralty. That is merchant fucking law. And it's this man, this thing, I ain't going to call him a man, should be being prosecuted in a superior court for the county and district wherein those crimes were committed by the fucking within the common law, and he would get what was coming to him. He'll probably get turned fucking loose. You watch, or he'll get a slap on the fucking wrist, or he'll just slip back over to Mexico for a year or two and come back and rape some more fucking babies. District of Texas denied Fernandez bail and said, I cannot allow the defendant to abuse any other minors. Now, see right there, his lawyers will fucking, because they're fucking esquires, they're the king's boys, right there, they're going to say he's already prejudged the fucking case and not that he has any authority to judge at all. He's not the 13th fucking goddamn juror. But right there, I cannot allow the defendant to abuse any other minors. So you've said, so he's, you know, they'll claim, they've already got me. You want these motherfuckers to walk. And there are no conditions or combination of conditions of release that can alleviate a danger to the community. This is not a close call. Well, you just now set him free, you son of a bitch, didn't you, you fucking commie prick. The complaint states that the FBI was able to identify Fernandez via two distinctive silver bracelets worn by a man in three of the recordings. According to the complaint, both women confirmed that the bracelets belonged to Fernandez. An investigator discovered photograph evidence of Fernandez wearing the bracelets on his social media account. It's like 12 angry men, they'll show up with 20 other bracelets that look just like it, or I mean, it's, unless they were custom fucking made. He is from a fucking foreign family. Maybe his sister's made it. That'd be the only way. If there was ever more than fucking two of them fucking produced, they're worthless as evidence in a court. Authorities are uncertain as to when the videos were captured. One of the women told investigators that in October 2022, Fernandez accompanied the child trick-or-treating without her presence. And in December 2022, he also accompanied her relative around the mall. The other woman said that Fernandez had also accompanied her relative on a mall tour this summer. Fuck, right in the open, people. This would get you killed 20 fucking years ago. I mean, just killed by the first person that got his hands on you. According to the complaint, the FBI searched Fernandez's residence in early December and seized electronic devices and items that allegedly linked him to the recordings and the child sexual abuse materials. He was not at home during the FBI inspection, the document stated. Fernandez's alleged private Instagram account features two rainbow, images, what's probably some in the bio. I don't know what the fuck they are. I don't follow queer shit. But they got a picture of this fucking prick. Foreign pricks, foreign fucking dog shit, foreign fucking third world fucking dog shit. That's what they're pumping in here, and that's what you're going to get. And if you let, well, they these women that let them, they were probably foreign fucking dog shit too. So this is what they do in their countries. Howdy's undeterred after U.S. coalition pummels over 60 targets with Tomahawk missile airstrikes. And really, you know, I don't give a shit because this isn't going to change. This is just like going and turning on fucking goddamn the fucking television again. I could switch back over to fucking CNN if I want the fucking lie from the left or the lie from the right when there is no left and right. There's just law or there isn't. And I can fucking, and I instead of listening to one of their fucking goddamn Porsche drivers with fucking sheepskin seat covers and a fucking penthouse apartment, I can just read it myself here. And if there's any video to go along with, I can push the button and it's a CNN, CNBC. It's really fucking makes it so much easier than going and finding the truth out on the internet from fucking real fucking sources. They have taken over your fucking internet. They did it right in front of your face. And the thing is, this is old programming. They're using old programming ideas to try to fucking restoke the fire in your brain that fucking burned your brain cells down to nothing until you would believe anything these motherfuckers said. You got to fucking just say, fuck you. Fuck you, you son of a bitch. Go back on the fucking television. Anyways, British Prime Minister makes a surprise visit to Ukraine announcing a £2.5 billion increase in military aid. Boy, that's a surprise. I wonder where he got the $2.5 billion. I think it was slipped from fucking through chat, you know, well, through the corporate mafia from the hands of we, the people. Oh, this is the people's voice. Well, I think we got them marked as Trump tards. This is by Naima Harris, the people's voice. And you know, you can hook up with these guys. You can invest in this goddamn corporation. You can make money and decide what goes up on the fucking goddamn screen. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is making a support. That's a hell of a name for a goddamn Prime Minister of Britain, isn't it? What the hell? Barack Obama. Why the fuck not? British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is making a surprise visit to Kiev to meet President Zelensky at the UK, as the UK announced it will provide £2.5 billion in military funding to Ukraine over the coming year. So if you won't do it there in America, we'll just slip it through the back doors. Nobody's watching this fucking thing. It's just numbers in a computer anyway. The announcement was made just hours after Sunak authorized strikes against Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen as Britain joined the U.S. in a military action. Is that a fact? And you have fucking documentation to prove this. You can prove that these Houthi rebels are backed by fucking Iran. You make this fucking statement without proof. You see what I'm saying? This is fucking propaganda. Hey, you know what? Let's go have a war with Iran. God damn it. I mean, I think I've got 3 or 4 cents left in my fucking pocket. I'll kick in. And the rest of us can. I mean, we ain't got enough goddamn wars. It has to be total fucking war and total fucking starvation to feed the fucking war, to feed the fucking industrial war complex. Iran back Houthi. Or Houthi, I guess it is. It'll be Houthi. Rebels in Yemen. British joined the U.S. military action. You bet they did. Because we're not no sovereign goddamn nation. We ain't even an empire. We are fucking Rottweiler lapdogs for the goddamn Zionist Jew motherfucking cocksuckers that are running this world, running every fucking thing. You know, you saw the rat bastards coming out of those tunnels the other day in that fucking mosque where they were fucking had baby farms and fucking and goddamn God knows what else. You know, they went straight and filled those motherfuckers with cement. No investigation, nothing. Well, I watched them motherfucking rats crawling out of the fucking sewer and running. What were they running for if there was nothing wrong? I mean, why? It's like Klaus Schwab. Why do you care if we observe what you do 24/7 if you ain't doing nothing wrong? Isn't that what he said? Sky News reports the prime minister will sign a UK-Ukraine agreement on security cooperation with President Volodymyr Zelensky, committing the UK to provide intelligence sharing, cybersecurity, medical and military training, and defense industrial cooperation. And they'll get the fucking funds to do it from the United States. We're not giving it to Yemen. We're giving it to Britain. You know our good old, hey, those are like our brothers. They're not my fucking brothers. You fucking people still live under that goddamn monarch. You let a fucking some son of a bitch think he is fucking better than you, that piece of fucking inbred shit, Chuck. UK will also provide $2.5 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Where are they going to get it is what I want to know. In 2024 and 2025, an increase of $200 million on the previous 2 years. And they've already said that this is unwinnable. So this is just feeding the industrial war complex as the people starve to death. About 200 million pounds will also be spent on a push to procure and produce thousands of military drones. It will be the largest delivery of drones to Ukraine from any nation, according to the Downing Street. Most are expected to be manufactured in the United Kingdom. The package will also provide the country with long-range missiles, air defense, artillery, ammunition, and maritime security. Where's the money really going to come from, people? The Ukraine president has said his forces particularly need air defense systems to fend off Russian aerial barrages. Well, I have nothing to do with fucking Ukraine. I'm an individual free sovereign. I am the fucking sovereign of this fucking country you call the United States of these Americas. And I say, fuck Ukraine. Fuck this goddamn industrial war complex bullshit. They've already said the war is unwinnable, but boy, we could still make a whole lot of fucking money off of it, guys. You could even join up with the people's voice and make your share too. Fuck you people's voice. Censorship on college campuses is a serious problem that incubated COVID authoritarianism, posted January 12th, 2024. Okay. But still, when you go and do this, you, with the continued reading, they come up with a video that fucking is, could be, I mean, like 10 years ago, 4 years ago. They're trying to get you to take the same mindset because you've already went through this shit. And a lot of people went through this on them. I'm a vote. And give Trump a chance. Give him a chance. Give him all a chance, man. You betcha. Let's establish at the onset. This is by Ben Berti. No college mandates. I seen this fucking college. I wouldn't piss on it, put it on out if it was on fire. Let's establish at the outset that the purpose of this treaties is not to litigate the merits of transgender ideology or current Middle East war. Those are separate discussions for a separate forum, which should be subject to open debate. That's how we solve social political problems in a civilized society. Yeah, but this ain't a civilized society, motherfucker. This is goddamn, this is the fucking jungle. And the way you settle things in the jungle with motherfucking communists, fascists, and capitalists is you blow their fucking heads off. You fucking enforce the fucking law with extreme fucking prejudice. You take out that fucking second article fucking liberty teeth and you bite the bastard and you keep biting until they're no more. I only raise them here as examples. Yeah, you betcha. We'll look at a little more of it. Rather, this is about free speech versus authoritarianism. You think we don't know the goddamn difference? You don't think we know what censorship is? You're talking. Like I said, they're trying to fucking reactivate old programming. That's all this can be said to be. That's why you're seeing these goddamn long fucking things, these long articles with nothing but bullshit. You already fucking know, and then trying to fucking put the slant on it. And acting like, well, we're not CNBC, ABC, CNBC, CNN, and Fox. But when you hit one of their fucking goddamn videos and you hit the button, CNN, CNBC, Fox. You might as well not waste your time reading this shit. Just turn the TV back on and let somebody else read it to you, like I'm doing. And they won't be critical of it as I am, I promise you. And it's real world consequences, is it really? With that caveat, moving on to the substance, here's a little true ditty from my days as an undergraduate student in the psychology department. And really, psychology, that's what you get a degree on when you're a fucking moron. A department of a mid-sized public university back in 2009. See what I'm talking about? Trying to take you back when you... when you were that fucking stupid before you became enlightened. I'll tell you what, you can't unsee shit and you can't unhear shit. This doesn't happen. You fuckers are finished, man, and you should know it. And this whole fucking push, I got to sit here and counter. I got no choice, just like with CNN and CNBC and Fox on the, in the old days. You got to counter it. You got to show where they're fucking using the propaganda. They'll tell you a truth, and then fucking two lines later, they'll fucking they'll affirm a fucking lie that you know is a fucking lie. Once you've been lied to in any part of it by anybody, that should be enough. One fucking lie. If somebody will lie to you once, you think they won't lie to you again? You think this whole thing isn't fucking propaganda? When they removed the law against fucking using propaganda on the American people, do you think so? You think because CNN, CNBC, and Fox are putting their shit there with the broadcaster? Hang on, I got to put it back up. One second, though. All righty then. Anyway, to briefly paint a picture, the professor of my course titled Race, Class, and Gender Equity, which I signed up for mainly for the class portion, as an adolescent class warrior, as all decent college students are, you know, maybe this is CNN, turned out to be the most hardcore social justice warrior I had ever encountered up until that point. This was my years before SJWs had a name. See, we're going back in time. Come on, close your eyes. You're getting very sleepy. You're getting very sleepy. Very sleepy. Trust. You're a Republican. You're a Democrat. Democrats, we must stop the Republicans. We don't, what's it all about? Well, it doesn't matter what it's all about. We just have to go, we have to go play vote. It's not, we know the vote's not real, but I know. But we have to play vote. You see, that's how we change. We get changed. I mean, this is how fucking hypnotic these motherfuckers are. To briefly paint a picture, she supported an aggressive mullet, frequently declared with pride that she was raising her son outside of gender binary, and wore a gigantic in-your-face peace medallion around her neck every day without fail. See, these are, this is, like I said, this is trying to enact our turn on old fucking programming. That's what this is designed to do. They went all the way. We fucking called them on it. They backed the fuck off, and then what we should be looking at, the fucking ongoing genocide in fucking Gaza, the attacks in the fucking Golan Heights, the fucking goddamn kill shot increase. I mean, how many people are killed every fucking day from that kill shot, from the fucking goddamn COVID-19 that didn't exist, and we said it didn't exist? How many are still dying? How many of us have they committed genocide on? I bet you the kids, men, women, children, I bet you the amount that they have killed with the kill shot makes fucking what's going on in Gaza look weak. But the way they're killing in Gaza, the little kids blowing their fucking arms off and shit and putting it right on, well, where you can get it watching. But that was to draw you in and make you think that these fucking phony ass fucking incorporated sites ran by fucking Fox, CNN, and CNBC, and fucking tailor-made for the fucking Porsche drivers with the penthouse apartments. I mean, they're trying to fucking activate your fucking programming, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right, let's see what else we got here. Well, we're 36. Let's take a break and I can get a drink of water. I could sure use one. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We are the people that can fight.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And it gets worse every day. I mean, since we first started in, more people are saying, this is a fucking jungle. It's a fucking jungle. You better be ready to be an animal if you want to fucking survive in the jungle. Anyways, we'll go back to the fucking CNN, CNBC, and the other mainstream, or the propaganda ministries, or the Ministry of Lies, alternate lie. And like I said, I see old propaganda being brought out, just trying to trigger former fucking brainwashing, plain and simple. Let's see what this is. Just in, Texas seizes Eagle Pass Park, popular for border crossing, bars federal agents. And this is bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I seen your fucking, you know, they talk about what the fuck's his name here. Abbott. Abbott, he's going to stop him. He's going to stop him. I seen your fucking goddamn National Guard down there with M16s guarding the fucking invasion, motherfucker. And this is just a fucking, hey, you must be an election year. That's all I can goddamn figure. Let's see what else we got. Here we go. This is a good one. Illegal immigrants will live rent-free for 2 years in New York apartment complex. Now, you know, a person working, I'm telling you, a fucking middle-class job that should fucking provide, they should be able to buy a home. But the interest rates are so fucking high, nobody can even try all about it unless you got somebody to lend you the money like a fucking relative. But I mean, these son of a bitches, they're building these brand new apartment complexes, and they're fucking going to let them have 2 years, no fucking rent. You know who's going to pay the rent? The guy who can't afford a fucking apartment, who's having more than half his fucking paycheck taken away from him to take care of foreign fucking nationals against his fucking will. That's who's going to pay for it. While he fucking sleeps on the guy in his car to keep fucking working to pay for these pricks. See, Naomi Harris. Oh, the people's voice back at us. Maine has just built several brand new apartment buildings for people who managed to illegally cross the U.S. border. Of course they did. You get a fucking person who can trace their lineage back to before this was even the fucking United States of America. They can't get a place to live. But where my sons live up by Forest Grove, they're building these fucking apartments right now. My son said he's seen them. He's wondering what the hell they were for. Who could fucking afford them? I'll tell you who can afford them. And yes, it was the taxpayers of Maine who funded the construction of these apartments. Those lucky enough to get one will even be able to live rent-free for 2 years while they apply for work permits. This is our fucking country. These motherfuckers are goddamn invaders. You know, if you attack these motherfuckers, burn them son of a bitches to the fucking ground. Tell them no. The people are trying to take your fucking, make you sleep in a fucking car working a fucking, what should be a middle class, high, upper middle class fucking job. Taking 80% of your fucking goddamn paycheck or buying fucking or giving rent free to these motherfucking foreign motherfuckers who came to this country in violation of your rights. They're taking from you without due process of the fucking law. That's a violation of the law. It's a violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable law, December 15, 1791. They're taking from you. Broadcaster just went down. I knew it was going to do this all through the fucking show. Son of a bitches. Back up. All right. Like I was saying, they're fucking, the people that are paying for this are the fucking, they're the producers. And so these fucking goddamn third world motherfuckers can kick back for 2 years in brand new fucking apartments when these guys can't even afford a place to rent and they're fucking working what should be upper middle class fucking jobs. They should be able to buy a fucking house, no fucking problem. According to News Center Maine, town of Brunswick celebrates new apartments for unhoused asylum seekers. They're not asylum seekers. I'm sick of this fucking terminology. These motherfuckers are invaders. Go ask any of them. What are you coming here for? For the fucking get money, to get free fucking shit, to get what belongs to you, so that this goddamn corporate fucking occupation, this international corporate mafia, can seize what belongs to you without due process of law, give it to me because I'm a third world piece of shit that we fucking has lived on my knees all my life. My family has generationally, and that's what they fucking want is slaves. Not fucking goddamn. And it belongs to us, by the way. This is being done without our fucking goddamn consent. This is being done without due process of law. It's being taken from us and given to foreign nationals, and they do not have the authority to do it. They've declared war against us. They need to eat fucking lead. For years, the former Naval Air Station base in Brunswick has been undergoing renovations. Businesses have slowly moved in and housing developments are continuing to pop up on once barren streets. That includes new apartments that for the next couple of years will be serving asylum seekers. They're not asylum seekers. Stop that shit. They think if they, well, we'll just call them asylum seekers. There ain't nothing they can do. And they go out and they talk to him in the field. I'm here for the money. I'm throwing my fucking shit, fucking goddamn Mexican money and my shit, fucking goddamn Indian money on the fucking ground, along with my fucking ID, because I can come in here. You guys have me more money than I could ever make. And the people that are paying it are the people that are building these fucking apartments will not be able to live in them. They're doing it for fucking foreigners, invaders. They can be called nothing else.
That's what they are by definition of the English language. And these motherfuckers that are doing it are mafiosa. They are operating outside the law. They need to be fucking tempered and taken out by the fucking law. We not only have the right, we have the fucking duty to do it. We don't have to allow this shit. Just like we don't have to allow the fucking goddamn genocide that's going on right now in our name in Palestine. We don't have to. If we do, well, what we're doing now is we're complicit with fucking goddamn treason. Every fucking one of us is. On Monday, dozens of people gathered at Brunswick Landing to celebrate 60 new apartment units going up in five buildings. 24 of them are already complete. These units are designed to house asylum seekers. No, they're not asylum seekers. They're fucking foreign invaders. Plain and fucking simple. Third world fucking trash. And those goddamn buildings will be trash. But I don't, doesn't matter. The fucking people that trash them won't pay for it. That guy that's down there working his fucking ass off 6-7 days a fucking week, he'll pay for it. You'll take 80% of his fucking wages and pay for it, won't you, you son of a bitches? But your days of taking are about over. You can't even tax a goddamn American national, and you fucking know it. Only way you can take from an American national is with a fucking court order from a common law fucking court. That's why that's the first thing you fucking think you removed. The fucking courts are still there. There's just nobody sitting on the benches. We're going to fix that. As they wait to receive work permits to come take the guy's job who's fucking getting 80% of his fucking wages taken to build this. I mean, you talk about fucking treason. You talk about betrayal. These, well, we know why, because we got a picture of every one of them fucking a poodle, and they don't want the poodle pictures to get out. So they fucking, well, not only that, it's the goddamn bribe money. It's mafia. They cut up, man. They pay these fuckers off. And you know, if they get somebody that tries to say, well, I don't know about the payoff. Well, how about the picture of you with the fucking poodle? Because we got you in the honeypot with the poodle, motherfucker. You're going to do what we tell you. This is not our fucking government. It's nobody's fucking government. It is a goddamn tyrannical fucking corporation that thinks it has some kind of authority over us that it does fucking not. It doesn't. That process can often take a while since asylum seekers can't even file for a permit until at least 6 months after filing for their initial asylum. Well, it's just give your fucking country. What in country in the, well, we want fucking France, fucking Germany, we want fucking Britain. Just hand their fucking country over to these third world motherfuckers. That's because they couldn't control the fucking people that had built the 21st century, the people that were professionals, the best at what they did, the people with fucking, that worked with free minds for so many generations that they're the ones that they're the ones that have the conceptions that make the new fucking products, that make the fucking breakthroughs, that fucking make new products and new technology that nobody else can make. But you motherfuckers are the problem is, like I said, those are the ones they're afraid of. They know that we built it. We can take it out. We can. Just got to nut up and have some fucking balls in the backbone and fucking do it. But will we? Will we fight until they're at our fucking door? We'll see. This program is happening, though the Maine State Housing Authority, Maine Housing, will essentially pay the rent for these asylum. No, not Maine Housing is not paying their fucking rent. The guy that's out there fucking working his fucking ass off so he can live in a fucking goddamn shithole that for fucking $2,000 or $3,000 a fucking month, he's the one paying for it. The one they're taking 80% of his fucking paycheck. That he works for, that he sweats for. That's who's paying for it. Not the Maine Housing. Maine Housing is another goddamn non-governmental agency, isn't it? None of these fuckers were authorized by the fucking people. We gave no permission for this shit. And they know it. And when they take from the guy his fucking paycheck, the money from his paycheck, well, you know, you don't have to let him. You don't have to fill out that W-2 form. But if you don't, you can't have a job. I think that's coercion. It's all volunteer, don't you know, by the way. Just like the fucking goddamn phony COVID-19 doesn't exist death fucking shot. All volunteer. And it is all volunteer. You can volunteer to do it or you don't get a fucking work. For up to 2 years after that, they will be converted to a mix of market rate and affordable housing unless that state stays the program and needs to extend it, which I'm sure they're, you know, once they take over, they'll tell them to fuck off. Get out of here. This is our building. It's our fucking country. Don't belong to you, American, and doesn't belong to you, American nationals. Belongs to fucking us foreign nationals from around the fucking world. Let's see what we got here. Horrifying story from Houston. We're up to 7 men. We did that already. Breaking: Germany railways have joined the farmers and truckers protests. When will the media report this? Well, we're reporting it. I mean, it's a goddamn video. You can look at it. I don't care how many cars they park out there. And they don't care how many cars they park. They have to seem to have some kind of notion that if they disrupt commerce, that they're going to hurt these people. Commerce is gone. Fucking your money is on a fucking computer. This is an investment to them. And then, you know, the other day I heard, well, they're going to Davos. I want to watch that. I'm going to be fucking tuned into that. I want to watch them go get within 20 miles of fucking Davos when they meet the fucking troops. You think that place ain't fucking guarded by fucking combat troops? You're fucking wrong. The only way you take Davos is with a goddamn military fucking action, plain and fucking simple. That's the goddamn super fucking elite. JFK was assassinated by Mossad. The evidence is overwhelming. No fucking shit. But listen to this. I mean, like I tell you, they're trying to take you back in time, back in time. The old conspiracy, all the trying to pull your mind back to where, to that point to where you would, the vote and stuff. JFK. This is by Matt Wallace. New JFK documents released in 2023 revealed that Lee Harvey Oswald, as soon as you said that, CIA monitor, years before, was Zionist spy Reuben Efron, who had directed ties to the Israeli government. And they kept that fact hidden for so long. So fucking what? How fucking many years? How far back in history you want to fucking go? The problem is right here in front of us, people. We can fucking see it with our own eyes. Palestine is happening right fucking now. Little children are being blown up and you're paying for it. You're fucking, the munitions are being made here. You're filling your fucking pockets, making goddamn munitions to blow little children up. You're complicit with goddamn genocide. 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 You're not going to cover it up. You want an issue to talk about for your goddamn election? Let's talk about that fucking genocide. Sick bastards. Just in, Texas National Guards has seized Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, preventing Border Patrol officers from entering the area as the border crisis continues to spiral out of control. I mean, just the fucking headline. This is goddamn Fox, CNN, fucking, it's the same old fucking song and dance, but we'll look at a little bit of it. And we'll say what, and we'll show you what I mean. Eagle Pass Mayor Roland Salinas, yeah, that sounds like another Irish name, Salinas, I said, you know, these are all, the reason they all got fucking spick names is because these are the fucking last ones that came in. And straight to that government fucking job, because the government job is letting more of their fucking comrades in here. They intend to kill us and take everything we fucking have. Wake the fuck up. That's why they had to pump them in here, because Americans wouldn't kill Americans. They couldn't get us to do it. They tried. They couldn't get us to do it. So this is their new, this is all they got left, people. All we got to do is kick the fuck out of these motherfuckers and it would be over. It'd be over quick. I mean, I'm talking 6 or 7 years quick, but God damn it. It could have already, six or 7 years ago, we were saying that this had to be done anyway. It could be over by now. We could be living fucking free fucking lives again. We could be living happily. A lot of us wouldn't have lost our loved ones. Eagle Pass Mayor Roland Salinas says the move was done without city consent. The broadcaster went down again. We're going to have to put her back up because they're going to fucking play this fucking game. why this has no logical reason for happening, but it does. And we're back up, and we'll go right back to it. That's how long you got. That's how long you fucked this out of. Okay, Eagle Pass Mayor Ronald Slime. Okay, Eagle Pass has been a hot spot for illegal migrants. No, they're not illegal migrants. These are fucking invading fucking goddamn troops. These are goddamn fighting age men. You know, they'll call them illegal, but then they'll call them a migrant. They're not migrants. The fuckers have no permission from the people who own this fucking real estate to be here. They are trespassers. They are goddamn invaders. They are a recolonization force of fucking third world nobody fucking machete chop your ass up motherfuckers is what they are. As seen in the video below, Texas is holding the line at our southern. Fuck you, Texas is holding the line. I laugh at this shit. Holding the line at our southern border with miles of additional razor wire and anti-climb barriers to repel, but not to stop. The record high levels of illegal immigration invited by the Biden's reckless open border policies. No, this is goddamn aiding an invasion. I mean, the terminology is what fucks us, people. I mean, just like the democracy and fucking First Amendment, Second Amendment. It is the terminology that's fucking us. This is not goddamn Biden's reckless border policies. This is a fucking invasion, a planned fucking invasion, a fucking invasion wherein if you go down there to stop it, you will face fucking goddamn people of foreign fucking birth in fucking United States fucking, well, it's not United States, it's goddamn United Nations, corporate mafia, fucking goddamn web gear and fucking boots and with M16s pointing at your fucking ass to kill you. That is an invasion. It is not a fucking open, messed up border policy. Things are just messed up. No, they're not. They're going along exactly as fucking planned, and everybody fucking knows it. It's, are you going to fucking, what do you want to leave for your fucking children and grandchildren? I guess is really what it comes down to. Abbott spokesman or spokesperson, Renee Ez, because you can't call it a fucking spokeswoman, has recently said Texas will continue to deploy Texas National Guard soldiers, DPS troops, and more barriers, utilizing every tool and strategy to respond to President Biden's ongoing border crisis. Like I said, I've already seen you fucking boys down there on the border. I've seen them with M16s guarding the fucking invasion, aiding in the fucking invasion. That's all they're ever going to fucking do. It will not stop until we fucking stop it. And do we have the right to do it? Do we have the authority? You goddamn right we do. It's written right there. And it's like the guy was talking the other day, you know. Well, they know what it says, but they're scared. But then they fucking need to die. Get the fucking, you know, when the 3% had to take this country away from the fucking British, everybody else should have been kicked the fuck out. Anybody who didn't fight didn't earn it. The people that were left owned the whole fucking country. And we're the ones that the fucker's been stolen from. And it was stolen from us from the first son of a bitch when they came and said, well, we're going to bring in this many people. Well, you're not going to bring them in because you have to fucking cut up my pie that belongs to me to give them a piece. And you give that piece of fucking pie, you have to give me procedural due process and in a common law fucking court and get an order from my fellow Americans who at the back at the same time had as much to lose as you did to say, we'll just give up a piece of our fucking the most expensive real estate on the fucking planet that we spilt so much fucking blood to fucking to conquer. Yeah, we'll just give it up. Just no fucking problem, man. That would have never happened. The law wasn't followed. When the law isn't followed, this is the fucking result. Anyways, guys, I've had enough for this day and for this fucking week. I am so sick of it. And you know what? We got another week next week, and it'll be getting worse every day. Every day. And I'll keep trying to this fucking program to reignite your fucking program. Well, I guess I could just vote on this for this one issue. I know I'm voting for the whole fucking ticket when I do it, but for this one issue, a local issue, that's what these fucking cocksuckers say. But just vote for the local issues. When you vote, you fucking affirm the motherfucking occupation, plain and simple. That's an act of fucking sedition. That gets a rope around your fucking neck, you treasonous bastards. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have died. done all I can do.
Cookies!